Good morning. This is the Faith Builders program coming to you from Oasis Christian Center, a family church in Smith Station, Alabama. We invite you to listen to Pastor Sharon as she ministers the Word of God to us. Our church is a non-denominational Word of Faith church. We hope that this program is a blessing to you and that you will tell your friends and relatives to tune in. Now here is Pastor Sharon.
Come into your presence tonight, thanking you, Father God, that you have come into our midst, Father. We thank you that you are, your Spirit is abiding with us tonight, Father. And we just ask for your anointing upon the Word tonight, Father, and anoint those that are listening tonight to receive what you would have them to receive. And Father, we thank you that your Word goes out and performs what you sent it to do, Father. It does not return void in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So we're going to start out tonight in John chapter 14, verse 13, and this is the Passion Translation. It says, "And I will do whatever you ask in my name as my representative. This I will do so that the Father may be glorified and celebrated in the Son." So, you know, when we ask the Father for anything, we do it in the name of Jesus. Amen. And then the Holy Spirit goes to work. You know, I like to keep the Holy Spirit busy. I don't know about you, but I do keep the Holy Spirit busy. And I need the Holy Spirit all the time. But, you know, it's as long we're asking the Father, as long as it lines up with the Word of God. You know, you've got to clarify that, because people ask for all kinds of things. And, you know, sometimes we have to start out in baby steps. You know, when we first get saved, we're so excited. We're just, you know, we're on fire for God. And we might ask for, you know, give me 10 automobiles, you know. Something, you know, we might not even have one, you know, and here we are asking. But we've got to start out, you know, where we are. And God meets us where we are. Amen. And so as long as it lines up with the Word of God, amen, ask, you know, ask Him according to His Word. And God's Word is His will. So we're asking according to the will of God. Then 1 John 3:20 in the Amplified says, "But you have an anointing from the Holy One. You have been set apart, especially gifted," that's you tonight, "you're especially gifted and prepared by the Holy Spirit. And all of you know the truth because He teaches us, illuminates our minds." I don't know about you, but I need my mind illuminated all the time, every day, amen? "And guards us from error." So we are anointed by the Holy Spirit. You are anointed tonight by the Holy Spirit. Now, a lot of times we don't feel like we're anointed. You know, we're at home and we're cleaning the house, or you know, you're on your job and somebody cuts you off in traffic, or somebody's ugly to you on your job, or whatever it might be. You might not feel exactly anointed at that time, but you are anointed by the Holy Spirit. He's always there with us. You know, we've just got to tap into the Holy Spirit, don't we? He's there 24/7. He never leaves us, and He is our helper. So you are anointed by the Holy Spirit. Isn't that awesome news tonight? Great to know that, amen? And we don't, you know, we don't have to depend on ourselves. Praise God. We do not have to depend on ourselves. We depend on the Holy Spirit who anoints us. That's what we need, amen? We need the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You know, you're anointed in difficult times. We go, you know, once you get saved, a lot of people think once you get saved, you're not going to have any more problems. You're not going to have any more difficulties. Well, I hate to say it, I wish it was that way, but no, there's still going to be trouble. There's still going to be difficulties. But you're anointed by the Holy Spirit, amen? He helps you go through those difficulties. He helps you go through those hard times, amen? It's easy to know that we're anointed when things are easy. Oh, praise God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But then something comes along, you know, and then all of a sudden, where's the anointing? It's still there. We're just not tapping into it. We're tapping into our flesh. Amen. That's all of us. We're all guilty of that. Amen. But, you know, I was thinking about, as I was preparing this message, I was thinking about when my stepfather got real ill, got seriously ill, and my mother took care of him. Now, she totally depended on the Holy Spirit. She totally depended on the Lord to help her, because she was always frail. She was not a strong person. Most of you know her. She was a very tiny woman. But when she was going through that, taking care of my stepfather, she became superwoman. Mm-hmm. She became very strong. We were just all amazed at all that she could do. But it was just God. Amen? Just God. And so when you face situations like that, the Holy Spirit, if you're leaning on the Lord, depending on Him, the Holy Spirit will anoint you for things like that. Amen? He will help you. The Holy Spirit is your helper tonight. Amen? He is the one that will help you in every situation when we look to the Lord. Praise God. So, you know, you can be superman or superwoman in any situation when you're depending on the Lord. Amen? When you are depending on Him. Now, a lot of times we tend to depend on ourselves too many times. We depend on our own strength, our own abilities, our own education, or whatever it might be. But we are to depend on the Holy Spirit. Amen? Glory to God. We need God's help, don't we? We can rise above every situation in our life with the Holy Spirit. You know, we've all been in situations where we didn't know what to say. Maybe on your job, whatever it might be, there are certain situations that you don't know what to say in that situation. Certain circumstances, maybe a situation in your family. You know, maybe something comes up and you don't really know how to handle it. You don't know what to say. But praise God, the Holy Spirit, amen. Thank God for that anointing that He will put on you, amen, as I said, as you seek the Lord. Right, but you know, He'll give us the right words at the right time. Amen, and sometimes He'll say, hush. Don't say anything, you know. So we got to lean on the Lord, don't we? Got to lean on Him. So praise God. When we don't know what to say, the Holy Spirit knows what to say. Mark 13:11 in the Passion Translation says, so when they put you under arrest, and prayerfully this is not anybody's situation in here, but this is what the Holy Spirit will do. So when they put you under arrest and hand you over for trial, don't even give one thought about what you will say. Simply speak what the Holy Spirit gives you at that very moment and realize that it won't be you speaking, but the Holy Spirit speaking through you. Now, that's comforting to me. You know, a lot of times, like I said, we don't know what to say, but the Holy Spirit does. We are to lean on the Holy Spirit. And He will. How many times have you been in a situation where you're confronted by something that you don't really want to be confronted by? You know what I mean? And so, you know, you're thinking, you're trying to figure out, what am I going to say? You know, I'm going to say this and I'm going to say that. And, you know, we're figuring it all out. You know, this is how I'm going to do. This is what I'm going to say. But praise God, it says not to even think about what you're going to say. Don't rehearse it, because when you need it, you're depending on the Lord. When you're yielding Him, depending on Him, amen, the Holy Spirit will give you what to say at the moment, not ahead of time. Amen. How many nights, sleepless nights have we had trying to get just the right thing that we're going to say? How are we going to handle a situation? But he says not to even think about it. But he will give you what to say at that very moment. When you need it, amen, at the most, when you're depending on him. You know, the word of God is truth, isn't it? God cannot lie. So we've got to learn to yield to and to depend on the Holy Spirit. Amen? He's not going to fail us. He's not going to leave us. He's not going to let us down. He's going to give us the right words at the right time. Glory to God. So that's comforting for me to know, you know, when I don't know what to say, which is a lot of times, the Holy Spirit does. Praise God for that. Hallelujah. The anointing on your life can do things that you never dreamed that he could do. People right here sitting in this congregation tonight, God has used you in ways that you never thought possible. Amen? The Holy Spirit has anointed you. Just like the praise team. I could name just about everybody on the praise team. You know, if it were not for the anointing of God, you know, you'd just be up there making a mess out of it. But, you know, but God, praise God for his anointing. Praise God. Amen. Praise God. It's the truth. That's with anything. Uh-huh. Teachers, I thank God for our teachers tonight. It is amazing. See, there's so many teachers that thought I would never get up there. Me including. I would never, I ain't getting up there. No, don't ever say you're not going to do something. Because Pastor had been preaching for several years, and all of a sudden he tells me, he said, I believe you're supposed to start preaching or teaching the Word of God in the church. And I'm like, no, no. And so he's like, okay, you know, he had that little, you know, that little twist on there, okay. So anyway, you know, it wouldn't leave me. It just, the Lord just bothered me at night, you know, trying to sleep, and these thoughts, you know, kept coming to me. And, you know, I finally said, well, God, if you really want me to do this. I mean, I wasn't exactly a willing vessel. He had to keep me awake a lot of nights. But anyway, I finally told Pastor, I said, well, if you really, really feel like the Lord is telling you that I'm supposed to teach, I'll do it. Very reluctantly, I did it. Praise God. And that's a lot of you too. You know, a lot of the people here that teach, they thought, you know, they could never do it. And the Holy Spirit anoints them. Praise God. They are willing vessels, and the Holy Spirit anoints them. We have awesome teachers. Amen. Amen. And God's not through. Amen. God's not through. So he has got something for each and every person. Everybody might not be called to the praise team. Everybody might not be called to teaching in a service situation. But you're called to something. God, you know, that anointing, he's not gonna fail you. He will show through for you. Amen. He will show through for you. But I thank God for our praise team. I thank God for our the teachers that teach up here. I thank God. The audio team, the video team, the teachers that teach the children, every part of the service, see, God has a place for each and every one of us. Amen. And he will anoint you. But the anointing on your life can open doors that you never dreamed of. It can open doors that no man can shut. Amen. God is above all things. Yes. All things. Amen. The anointing on your life can get you a job that you don't qualify for, or that you haven't been educated for. Amen. God can do miraculous things, amazing things in your life. Amen. And the anointing on your life can cause you to be promoted. in positions that you never dreamed of. Amen. Give you raises and bonuses, as we're always confessing. Praise God for those bonuses. Amen. Those raises and bonuses. Praise God. God can anoint you to be a better spouse, to be a better parent, to be an outstanding student. Amen. He can do it. It's all about leaning to Him. It's all about asking the Lord and leaning on the Holy Spirit to do it for us. Amen. The anointing on your life causes you to do amazing things, mighty things, greater things than you ever thought, as I said, ever thought possible. God will anoint you to slay giants. You are a giant slayer tonight, amen. Just like David, you know, slew Goliath, God anointed David to slay Goliath. You know, that rock hitting that giant right between the eyes was not an accident. The Holy Spirit just, boom, boom. That anointing, who did that? That anointing, amen. And He will anoint you to slay every giant that comes in your life. Everything that comes against you, there is an anointing on your life for the victory. Anointing for you to win, amen. Anointing for you to overcome. Anointing for you to triumph, amen. In Christ Jesus, you are a giant slayer. Now, don't do it in your flesh. Don't try to kill your giants or anything by your flesh, by your own strength. Amen. You need to do it by the Holy Spirit. Or, you know, it's not going to work out like you thought it was.
That's right.
You're going to fall short somewhere. Amen. So we're depending totally on the Holy Spirit tonight. We are completely depending on Him for everything in our lives. Every day. There's not a day that goes by that we should not be depending on the Holy Spirit. Uh-huh. Praise God. And He is so much powerful. You know, He, like I said in one service, He's a genius. Yes. God gave us a genius. You know, the Holy Spirit has an answer for everything. He has a way to do whatever it is that you are asking God for according to His word, according to His will. Amen. He has the power to do it. Praise God. He can speak to people. You know, you can have favor where you never dreamed that you would have favor before. Amen. He can speak to the right people at the right time. You know, God knows how to, if you've got a financial situation, God has the answer, amen? And He will use the Holy Spirit to bring it to pass for you. Amen. He's got ideas, yes. Inventions, uh-huh. So many things that we need to tap into. But you know what happens when we get these ideas? Our brain says you can't do it. And we have a long list of reasons why we cannot do it. No, we might not can do it in our flesh. We can't reason out, you know, how it can be done. But the Holy Spirit knows how. And so we need to listen one step at a time. You are at where you are right now because of one step at a time. God doesn't start you out on the top. Amen. You know, a lot of people, they want to start out on the top. We've had people come in here and they want to lead praise and worship. When we already have a praise and worship leader, an anointed praise and worship leader. And, you know, they want to just come in and start at the top. Well, you can't even be on the praise team, much less be the praise leader when you just come in the church. You know, for any position in the church, there is a, you know, there's a period, just like a period of time, just like there is on a job. You know, you have that, what is it called? I forget, probation period of usually three months. So, you know, the church needs to have a probation period because it says, know those who labor among you. So, you know, people, they get angry, they get mad. Why can't I, you know, just come in and start teaching? There's been people that's wanted to, that off the street that we know nothing about and never seen them before and want to come in and preach. But no, we are going to answer to God for what y'all hear. You know, so we're not going to allow just anybody to stand behind the pulpit. Uh-huh. Amen. Praise God. So I'm going to close with this. I don't know how I got over on that. But anyway, God had a reason. He had a reason. I'm going to end with Ephesians chapter 6, verse 10. And this is the Passion Translation. Now, my beloved ones, I have saved these most important truths for last. Be supernaturally infused with strength through your life union with the Lord Jesus. Stand victorious with the force of His explosive power flowing in and through you. God has explosive power to work in you and through you. Amen. Give God a hand clap of praise today. Praise God for the Holy Spirit. Pastor, I'll call you up at this time.
And I believe that's what we're supposed to feed on tonight. That was it. I've got some more stuff, but I don't believe I'm supposed to share it. I think that was it. That was, you stepped into a new anointing. It's a higher level of anointing that you stepped into tonight. And that's, oh, wow. Wow, I thoroughly enjoyed that. You said some things. So good. Deborah or whoever's closing us out. Let's glory to God.
And I say, I can't even say amen. Devil, you are a liar. Are we just, I'm telling you, something big. Something big is coming for each and every faithful member of Oasis Christian Center. If your prayers have been going up, the answers are on their way. Not, they have left heaven, and they are on the way. And you know what? Our angels may be fighting. You know, and we're going to stand here. We're going to draw our swords. We're going to stand. We're going to trust. We're going to do it by the anointing. We're going to align ourselves. We're not going to just listen to everything. Now, Pastor, you said something. You said not just anybody comes behind this pulpit. Let me tell you, it scares me to come behind here. It scares me. And believe me, before I come up here or when I leave, I say, God, whatever that I said that was not necessary, just blind them from it. Just take it away. Because the Holy Spirit will minister to you the Word of God as God has brought it to you in the truth. And sometimes we can hear things that might not sit right, or maybe they don't come out in the quiet way, or it's not an aligned timing. And so we have to be discerned. So that's why the Holy Spirit all the time. And so we have to guard, like Pastor Sharon was saying, they guard this church.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama, 36877, phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4833. 32, or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.
I would like to say one more thing. This is to the Faith Builders listeners out there. Please, if you would like a reply to your emails, include your email address within the body of your email. Thank you.